The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, this afternoon on Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Taoiseach Simon Harris issued a state apology to survivors of institutional abuse. This followed a protest by four survivors of abuse in industrial and reformatory schools, which lasted 50 days outside Leinster House last year. Here is a little of what the Taoiseach Micheál Martin had to say in Dáil Éireann.
As a country and as a government, we recognise that too many of our children were denied the love, care and security that should have been theirs. Abuse ruined their childhoods and was and remains an ever-present part of their adult lives, reminding them of a time when they were without support or protection. We recognise the gravity of this wrong and undertook to do all we could to overcome the lasting effects of their ordeals. I want to once again thank the survivors for being here today. Your commitment and your resilience and the struggle and the challenges that presented for you personally, as you again articulated to me today, is testament to your tireless commitment to shining a light into the dark corners of both our past and present. I want to unequivocally apologise to you and reiterate on behalf of the government, the state and all citizens of the state the profound sorrow for the terrible pain and abuse suffered by you. What you endured on a daily basis as innocent children was harrowing, heartbreaking and wrong.
Now, joining us to discuss this further is Dr. Maeve O'Rourke, lecturer, Irish Centre for Human Rights at the University of Galway. Maeve, thank you indeed for talking to us. Just explain to our listeners the significance of this apology, formal apology from the Taoiseach today.
Well, there are two key aspects, I think, to the statement that the Taoiseach gave today. The first is that in response to the extensive advocacy efforts of four survivors in particular who spent 50 days outside the Dáil last September, he has announced some additional measures for survivors of industrial and reformatory schools. The second aspect, which is also highly significant, is that there was actually a new state apology today to all people who were abused in the boarding out system, regardless of the pathway through which they became boarded out.
Explain to us, sorry, the significance of that, because we have had apologies in the past from the state. Just explain to us the difference here.
So in terms of the first aspect, this goes back to the apology by then Taoiseach Bertie O'Hearn in 1999. That was the first state apology to survivors of the residential schools, the industrial and reformatory schools. Now, there was then an investigation, the Commission to Inquire into Child Abuse. There was also a Residential Institutions Redress Board. But survivors of those institutions have always said that they need better health and social care supports in particular. And today there was also commitments in relation to, for example, funeral costs, priority for social housing, counselling, physio. However, the apology for the industrial and reformatory schools left out a group of people who were abused in the old system of foster care called boarding out. And subsequent apologies for related institutional abuses have done the same. So there was an apology in 2013 for the Magdalen Laundries abuse. There was an apology in 2021 to people who experienced abuse in mother and baby and county home institutions. And all along the way, we have heard, rightly, extensive advocacy on behalf of and by people who are abused in those foster care placements, horrendously abused, as the Taoiseach acknowledged today, saying that they also need and deserve that apology from the state and inclusion in redress schemes. Now, what's so significant today about the boarding out apology is that, unfortunately, it did not come with any commitment to include them in measures.
Okay, so in terms of the announcement in relation to supports, because that has long been an issue, as you said, are you saying it does not include those people?
Unfortunately, yes, that's what I'm saying, that there were very important supports announced today in response to the advocacy of the four survivors last September, but they are confined to people who already received payment through the previous residential institutions redress scheme. Now, the Taoiseach acknowledged, and so did the Taoiseach, that the four survivors who were there today had been campaigning for all. That is so important. And they were rightly campaigning for all, because one of the issues across the decades has been this piecemeal approach, when we all know that these systems were connected, and it does no good to anybody to divide survivors and kind of salami slice them, for want of a better word, for financial reasons. So the four survivors today who were there campaigning for these extra measures, they should be listened to when they say they're campaigning for all. And the boarded out survivors who were also apologised today need to be included in redress, and so do many other people who've been left out of redress.
So will there be a level of unhappiness and unfinished business, if that's the right term, for some of the people listening to this apology today?
There's definitely unfinished business. The four survivors who have achieved this commitment to additional supports have made great headway. And like they said, they're actually campaigning for all, and this momentum needs to be continued. There has to be a widening of the current mother and baby homes redress scheme, so that it includes everybody who spent time in one of those institutions. As we probably all know, it excludes anyone who was born there but was taken before the age of 6 months. And that's actually most people who were born in those institutions. People who were boarded out need to be included in redress. People who missed the 2002 to 2005 very short deadline for the resident institutions redress board need to be included, as do people affected by vaccine trials, racial and disability-based discrimination, and abuse in adoptive placements.
So there had been calls for the contributing state pension to be extended to the group of survivors you're referring to. Have we any clarity on whether that is going to happen, Maeve?
The Taoiseach said in his speech, "I discussed this issue with the survivors who were campaigning, and they recognised the complexity of the issue, and instead there will be more educational grants and supports. And the government is also committed to dedicated liaison officers for healthcare, better access to counselling and physio, priority for social housing, attention to funeral costs, potentially assistance with local memorialisation, and a declaration today and an offer of a certificate, if people would like it, that they do not have a criminal record because of their time in an industrial school."
Yeah, that was he said he wanted to categorically confirm for the record the state did not and does not regard individuals in industrial schools as having committed a criminal offence, and that no criminal record is recorded against them. Explain to us why that's so important.
Well, actually, I mean, definitely some survivors have had experiences where, as reflected in the Taoiseach's apology, they have been treated as if they're criminals. I think there's also a cultural issue here in terms of how people affected by institutional abuse have been treated by the state as a whole, and by, unfortunately, maybe, yeah, the bureaucracy of the state, the notion that, you know, they don't actually deserve the payments, limited as they have been, that they have received. Because really, you know, they're complaining about something that, well, when it comes to some of the types of abuse that there have been apologies for, you know, that wasn't necessarily kind of that terrible. Or maybe, you know, like these survivors have brought up that, well, these were places, I don't know, you know, of punishment for some sort of deserved reason. And that is completely false. And people who spend time in any of these institutions, be they residential schools, the Magdalen Laundries, the mother and baby homes, the forced adoption system, like, in my view, in general, they are survivors of torture. And they deserve every bit of dignity in the way that they are treated, and material support that can possibly be given to them for the rest of their lives.
So you mentioned it was 1999 when Bertie Ahern first made this apology. We're 27 years on from that. Are we close to the end of this process, do you think, at this point? Or is there still some way to play out in terms of making good the wrong that was done?
Well, for people personally, unfortunately, of course, so many people have died since the apology in 1999, people are getting older. One of the particular concerns that, you know, relates to both health and housing is that people who've been institutionalised in their earlier lives absolutely do not want to be and would suffer greatly from being reinstitutionalized as older people for care purposes. So in people's personal lives, there isn't much time left. And also, yes, it has taken too long and it needs to be fixed now that the state has divided people out and still is not adopting an inclusive approach to redress and leaving whole groups of admittedly and acknowledged huge exploitation and abuse out of its very basic redress schemes.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.